What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and today's episode on Find A Way Daily is about getting away. You got to get away. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. So, you ever have one of those days where you wake up and you have these good intentions, you have your whole schedule, you have everything you need to do, you're like, that's it, right? But maybe I have a Sunday planning session every week where every Sunday I prepare all the outcomes that I want to see for the week. I prepare everything that needs to get done, who I need to get a hold of, who I'm waiting to hear back from, all this stuff, right? And I wake up Monday morning and I'm like, boom, let's do it. I get the workout in. And all of a sudden, my phone just starts to get annihilated with everybody wanting my time, wanting my advice on this. And will you take a look at that? Will you fix this for me? And then I've got my team who has their marching orders, but for some reason needs help. And like all that, just wow, all of a sudden I'm trying to get content done for you guys, and I'm trying to run the business, and I'm trying, all of a sudden everything just blows up. And my goals and to do and everything I need to do, I'm completely off track. And every time I go to get into it, bam, I get knocked off. Something comes up. Something in the environment blows up and I can't stick to my agenda. What do you do? You ever had a time like that? Like, what the heck do you do? So, you know, what I tend to do when I get in modes like that, or I tend to be a creative person. And, you know, I write songs. I've been writing for my whole life. I used to write for Warner Brothers. I wrote a little bit for Dr. Dre. And so this creativity comes out. And there's something I learned from being a creative that has really, really helped me with productivity, especially on days like this. And I'm bringing this up because maybe you have these kinds of days too. I get away. Now, I don't mean like, you know what? Screw everybody. I'm out of here. Like, and then leaving. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, like, what I tend to do, I'm kind of like my father and my brother in this manner. Like, I just go for a drive. I just get in my car and I just drive nowhere. I just drive around, look at stuff, and start to think, right? My brain just starts to come up with different things. And it's amazing to me. I used to resist it for a long time. I think, what good is going for a ride gonna do? But what I realized was some of my most brilliant ideas and like my most brilliant moments come from me driving around. So I'll be on my way to the gym and I'm like, oh, I got this amazing idea. Why am I driving in this moment? Oh, this is brilliant. I got to write this down. I got to find a way to store this for later. I get away. I get away from the circumstances for a second. I did another podcast for you guys on this about slowing down to speed up. Just stop for a second and get away. Change the environment. When you change the environment, your brain subconsciously starts to do stuff that's not stuck in the same rut. It's called a pattern interrupt. Well, I want you to consider that changing the environment for a second, changing the environment for a minute, getting away from you grinding and pushing in that environment, it does something. It releases for you, and all of a sudden you start to think of things that you could do and you start to find peace. And then when you go back to that, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had this moment where you're trying to think of something, you're trying to think of a plan, you're trying to stay focused, but you get away for a second and then you come back to the project and all of a sudden it becomes obvious what you need to do. That's because you changed the environment. Never underestimate the power of your environment. Steve Jobs used to do this. Steve Jobs was known for going for walks. He would just randomly go for walks when he needed to think, when he would have conversations with other people. He would just randomly go for walks. Mine, maybe it's the lazy version, right? I've got the lazy version of Steve Jobs. I get in the car and I go for a ride. Walks help too. A lot of times when I go for a walk, it does it as well. But what I want to ask you is this. Are there times in your business where things get heated and they get a little chaotic, where if you just changed the environment and went for a walk, or you changed the environment and went for a drive. You know, a lot of people, I've heard people tell me, you know, my best ideas come when I'm in the shower. Well, maybe you need to take a midday shower and change the environment if that's what it's going to do for you. What I know is this: when you keep grinding hard and you're not getting anywhere, consider you're not grinding, you're running yourself into a buzzsaw. And you need to back away for a second, change the environment, get away. That's why when a lot of my clients who make a lot of sales calls, they make prospecting calls, I tell them every 50 minutes, if you're going to do it for 3 or 4 hours, every 50 minutes, you need to take a 5 to 10 minute mindset break where you get away, you change the environment, maybe you read a book, because sitting there and doing that over and over and over is going to run you through that buzzsaw and it's going to grind you down. There's a negative rate of return at some point. And you need to change the environment. So where in your life and business, right? It might be in your relationship. When things start to get heated and things aren't, you know, the argument's starting to build, change the environment. Change something in the environment. When you are selling, I can't begin to explain to you how important, when you are selling, the sales environment, how critical the sales environment is. It's everything. If you have a hard time closing somebody and you've been closing, change the environment. Get somewhere else. Maybe you can change location. Maybe you can change something in the environment. Never underestimate the power of your environment. So if you find yourself stuck in a rut, and you find yourself, you know, you just, your things are getting chaotic like mine are on Monday. Like, I feel great now. Going for a drive, getting away from it, and I've got all these ideas, I've got action. I'm like, okay, let me get my breath, and now it becomes obvious what I need to do, and now I can get into massive action and feel good about it, right? So you want to be able to control your state, and changing the environment or changing the context of where you are currently is going to help you do that. I hope this brings some clarity to you, and my question for you is, where in your life is that happening? Where in your life do you feel kind of stuck? And if you feel stuck, consider changing the environment. It might be in your business. It might be in sales. It might be at home. It might be in your finances. I don't know where it is, but consider changing the environment to get you into breakthrough and help you find a way to win. All right, that's all I got for today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so. I am grateful for you listening and giving me your ear today. And also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram and all that fun stuff. Until next time, go out there every single day and find a way to win. You deserve it. Talk to you soon.